Trademark Law. Lecture 3, Fundamentals of Trademark Law. Introduction to Trademark Law. In this lecture, we will explore the essentials of trademark law, an important aspect of intellectual property that protects symbols, names, and slogans used by businesses to identify their goods or services. We'll cover the fundamentals of trademarks, the registration process, the criteria for protection, and the legal ramifications of trademark infringement. What is a trademark? Introduction to trademarks. A trademark acts as a distinctive sign or identifier that distinguishes the goods or services provided by one business from those of others. The primary function of a trademark is not only to identify the source and guarantee the quality of the product, but also to create and maintain a brand identity that is recognizable by consumers. This detailed exploration will delve into the nature, importance, and legal framework surrounding trademarks. Defining trademarks. A trademark is any word, name, symbol, or device, or any combination thereof, used by a person or business to identify and distinguish their goods or services from those provided by others, and to indicate the source of the goods or services. Trademarks are recognized as a type of intellectual property and are protected under trademark law. This protection is essential for businesses to safeguard their brand and ensure consumer trust. Types of trademarks. Trademarks can take various forms, depending on what they are meant to represent and the strategy behind their use. Here are a few common types. Word marks. These are text-only trademarks that consist of words, letters, numbers, or any combination of these. They are the most straightforward type of trademark, such as Coca-Cola. Logos and symbols. These trademarks consist of stylized designs, symbols, or logos that represent a company. The Nike swoosh is a prime example. Shape marks. Some trademarks are distinctive shapes associated with a particular company. For instance, the shape of the Apple logo or the Coca-Cola bottle. Sound marks. A sound that is used to identify the source of a product or service can also be trademarked. MGM's Lion Roar is a famous example. Color marks. Sometimes, a specific color used in a particular way becomes so associated with a brand that it functions as a trademark. For instance, Tiffany & Company is known for its distinctive blue and packaging. Smell marks, although rare, some scents associated strictly with a product can be trademarked, such as the smell of Play-Doh. Composite marks, these are combinations of word, logo, and design elements. Many corporate logos combine text and graphic elements to create a distinctive trademark. Functions of a trademark. Trademarks serve multiple critical functions in commerce and law. Source identification. The fundamental role of a trademark is to signify the origin of the product or service to consumers. Quality assurance. Trademarks convey a consistent level of quality. They represent the reputation of a business and its services or products. Advertising and branding. Trademarks are pivotal in advertising and marketing strategies. They make the product or service easily recognizable, which is crucial in driving consumer decisions. Economic value. Over time, trademarks can accrue significant economic value. Strong trademarks contribute to the brand equity of a company and can be a considerable asset on a company's balance sheet. Legal protection of trademarks. Trademark rights are obtained through proper registration with relevant authorities, usually a national or regional intellectual property office. The process typically involves search and examination, ensuring the mark is not identical or confusingly similar to existing marks. Registration. Once cleared, the trademark is registered, granting the owner exclusive rights to use the mark in relation to the goods and services listed in the registration. Renewal. Trademarks can last indefinitely as long as they are renewed at specified intervals and continue to be used in commerce. Trademark protection confers the right to use symbols such as registered, for a registered trademark, or TM, for an unregistered trademark that is being claimed as a proprietary mark. Owners of trademarks have the legal authority to prevent unauthorized use of their mark in a manner that could create confusion among consumers. This includes the right to bring legal action for trademark infringement. Challenges in trademark law. The dynamic nature of trade and advertising introduces several challenges in trademark law, such as the rise of the internet and digital marketing. Issues such as domain name disputes, keyword advertising, and the protection of trademarks in a digital environment continue to evolve. Moreover, globalized trade means that protecting a trademark internationally can be complex, often requiring registration in multiple countries. Trademarks are more than just corporate symbols. They are vital assets that protect the consumer and endorse business growth by ensuring that customers receive what they expect. In today's global market, understanding and protecting trademarks are crucial for maintaining the integrity and value of a brand. Types of trademarks. In the realm of intellectual property, trademarks serve as crucial tools for businesses and individuals to safeguard their brands and ensure consumer trust. A trademark is not just a symbol, word, or phrase, it is a key identifier that differentiates the products and services of one entity from those of another. Understanding the different types of trademarks is essential for any entity looking to protect its intellectual assets effectively. This discussion delves into the nuances of standard trademarks, service marks, collective marks, and certification marks, providing a comprehensive overview of each. Standard trademarks. Standard trademarks are perhaps the most recognized form of trademark. They consist of words, phrases, symbols, or designs that uniquely identify and distinguish the source of goods from one party to those of others. These marks can include a wide range of elements from simple text-based marks to complex logos. Key characteristics. Distinctiveness. Standard trademarks must possess distinctiveness to be registrable. This means they must be capable of identifying the source of a particular good and distinguishing it from others. Visual representation. They often require a graphical representation that visually communicates the specific goods associated with the trademark. Legal protection. Once registered, standard trademarks provide legal protection against unauthorized use that leads to consumer confusion or dilution of the brand. Examples. Nike Swoosh. This simple yet powerful design not only identifies Nike's athletic goods but has also become an iconic symbol of the brand worldwide. Apple's Apple. The apple with a bite taken out is universally recognized and differentiates Apple's electronic products and software from those of other technology companies. Service marks. Service marks are similar to standard trademarks but specifically relate to services rather than goods. These marks are used to identify and distinguish the services of one provider from those of others. Service marks are vital for businesses whose primary offerings are services rather than physical products. Key characteristics. Service identification. Service marks must be used in the sale or advertising of services to qualify for trademark protection. Usage. They are often seen in industries such as financial services, education, and hospitality, where they play a crucial role in marketing and customer recognition. Registration and protection. Like standard trademarks, service marks can be registered to secure exclusive rights and legal protection. Examples. FedEx. Known for courier delivery services, the FedEx logo serves as a service mark that distinguishes its shipping services from competitors. McDonald's I'm Lovin' It. While McDonald's golden arches serve as a standard trademark, their slogan I'm Lovin' It is a service mark used in advertising their food services. Collective marks. Collective marks are used by members of a cooperative, association, or other collective group to indicate membership in the group or to identify products or services provided by members. These marks are owned by the collective, and individual members use the mark to signify their affiliation. Key characteristics. Association identification. Collective marks identify the source of goods or services as being a member of a particular organization, rather than a single commercial enterprise. Controlled use. The owning organization usually controls the use of the collective mark to ensure it meets certain standards or represents the association accurately. Dual function. They serve both to promote the association and to inform consumers about a certain level of quality associated with the mark. Examples. CPA, Certified Public Accountant, used by accountants who have met the specific educational and examination requirements set by the accounting profession. FSC, Forest Stewardship Council, used on products like paper and wood to indicate that the goods come from responsibly managed forests. Certification marks. Certification marks are given to goods or services that meet a defined standard. These marks differ from other types of trademarks in that they do not indicate commercial origin but rather adherence to a set of standards. Key characteristics. Standard compliance. Certification marks signify that a product or service complies with a set of standards laid down by the certifying body. Independent use. Unlike standard trademarks or service marks, the owner of a certification mark does not use the mark itself but allows others who comply with the standards to use it. Consumer assurance: these marks provide consumers with assurance as to the quality, materials, or origin of the products or services. Examples: UL, Underwriters Laboratories, indicates that products have been tested and meet specific safety requirements. Organic, used on food and other agricultural products that meet certain organic standards set by certifying bodies. Understanding the different types of trademarks is essential for any business or legal professional engaged in the field of intellectual property. Each type of mark serves a unique purpose in helping organizations protect their intellectual assets, build brand identity, and ensure consumer trust. The trademark registration process, a detailed guide. In the business world, trademarks are essential tools that help distinguish the goods or services of one enterprise from those of another. Registering a trademark is a critical step for businesses seeking to protect their brand identity and enforce their rights against potential infringers. The process of trademark registration is multifaceted and involves several crucial steps that need to be carefully followed. This guide provides an in-depth look at each stage of the trademark registration process, explaining its importance and outlining what businesses can expect as they seek to secure their trademarks. Overview of trademark registration. Trademark registration grants the trademark owner exclusive rights to use the mark in connection with the goods or services listed in the registration. This legal recognition not only helps in brand building and marketing but also provides legal remedies against unauthorized use. The process typically involves several key stages, from initial search and application to examination, publication, and final registration. 1. The importance of a trademark search. Before applying for trademark registration, it is advisable to conduct a comprehensive search of the trademark database. This search aims to identify any existing trademarks that are identical or similar to the one being proposed. The purpose of this search is to minimize the risk of infringement and to increase the likelihood of a successful registration process. Benefits of a thorough trademark search. Avoiding legal conflicts, identifies potential legal conflicts with existing trademarks, potentially saving the business costly litigation. Assessing registrability, helps determine the likelihood of registration based on the uniqueness of the mark. Strategic planning, provides insights that can help in making strategic decisions regarding brand development. 2. Application submission. Submitting an application is the formal step in claiming a trademark. This application must be filed with the appropriate national or regional trademark office and should include detailed information about the trademark and its use. Information typically required includes owner details, the name and address of the trademark owner. Representation of the mark, a clear graphical representation of the mark if it includes design elements. List of goods and services, detailed description of goods and services to which the trademark will apply. Declaration of intent to use, in some jurisdictions, an intention to use the trademark in commerce must be declared. Application considerations. Precision and description, accuracy in describing the mark and its associated goods or services is crucial for avoiding objections. Legal representation. Many businesses engage trademark attorneys to navigate complex legal requirements and improve the chances of successful registration. 3. Examination by the Trademark Office. Once the application is submitted, it is examined by the Trademark Office. The examination process verifies that the application meets all legal requirements, including distinctiveness and non-deceptiveness. The examiner also checks for conflicts with existing trademarks. Key aspects of examination. Formal requirements, ensuring all application forms are correctly filled and all necessary documents are provided. Substantive requirements, analysis of the mark itself, including considerations of distinctiveness and potential confusion with existing marks. 4. Publication for opposition. If the trademark application passes the examination stage, it is then published in an official trademark journal or a public registry. This publication serves to inform the public and existing trademark owners about the pending registration. It provides an opportunity for third parties to file opposition if they believe the registration would infringe on their rights. Importance of publication. Transparency, ensures transparency in the registration process. Public scrutiny, allows the public and interested parties to review and oppose the registration if necessary, which helps prevent potential conflicts. 5. Registration. following the publication period, if no oppositions are filed or if existing oppositions are resolved in favor of the applicant, the trademark is registered. This final step in the registration process grants the applicant exclusive rights to use the trademark in connection with the goods and services listed in the application. Rights conferred by registration. Exclusive use, the right to exclusive use of the trademark in relation to the products or services specified. Legal protection, the ability to take legal action against unauthorized use of the trademark. Commercial advantage, enhanced brand recognition and competitive advantage in the marketplace. The process of trademark registration is intricate and requires careful planning and execution. From conducting an initial search to navigating the application process, examination, and potential opposition, each step is crucial in securing the legal protection that trademarks provide. Trademark infringement and defenses, a comprehensive analysis. In the realm of intellectual property, trademarks play a pivotal role in distinguishing the goods and services of one business from those of another. However, the complexities of the market can sometimes lead to conflicts over trademark rights, known as trademark infringement. Understanding the nuances of trademark infringement and the defenses available is crucial for businesses and legal professionals alike. This in-depth analysis will cover the mechanisms of trademark infringement, explore common defenses, and discuss real-world implications and legal considerations. Understanding trademark infringement. Trademark infringement occurs when one party uses a mark that is identical or substantially similar to a registered trademark owned by another party, in a manner that is likely to cause confusion, deception, or mistake about the source of the goods or services. The key elements of trademark infringement can be summarized as follows. Use in commerce, the infringer must use the mark in a commercial setting, not merely in a private or unofficial capacity. Confusing similarity, the infringer's mark must be identical or confusingly similar to the registered trademark. Related goods or services, the goods or services offered under the infringing mark must be similar to those offered under the registered trademark, such that consumers might believe they come from the same source. The essence of trademark infringement is the likelihood of confusion, that the average consumer would mistake the source or sponsorship of goods or services under the infringing mark. Defenses against trademark infringement. While trademark infringement can carry serious legal consequences, there are several defenses that can absolve an alleged infringer from liability. Non-commercial use. Definition: use of a trademark in a manner not driven by commercial gain or to further a commercial venture. Application: this might include parody, educational use, or other forms of expression that do not involve commercial transactions. Legal basis: non-commercial use is often protected under free speech provisions, particularly in jurisdictions like the United States. Nominative fair use. Definition: use of another's trademark to refer to the trademark owner's goods or services for purposes of comparison, criticism, or reference. Application: this defense is applicable when the use of the mark is necessary to identify the goods or services of the trademark owner and there is no reasonable alternative. Example: a car review magazine uses the trademark Toyota when comparing vehicles of different manufacturers. Lack of likelihood of confusion. Definition: arguing that the use of the mark does not create a realistic likelihood of confusion among the target audience. Factors considered: similarity of the marks, similarity of the goods or services, strength of the mark, actual confusion, and the intent of the alleged infringer. Application: if a party can demonstrate that their use of a mark is unlikely to confuse consumers about the source of goods or services, this defense can be powerful. Legal remedies and enforcement. In cases where trademark infringement is established, several remedies are typically available. Injunctive relief: a court order that prohibits the infringer from continuing to use the mark. Monetary damages: compensation for lost profits and damages caused by the infringement, which might include actual damages and potentially the infringer's profits. Destruction of infringing goods: courts can order the destruction or forfeiture of infringing goods. International considerations: trademark infringement is not only a concern within national borders but also a significant issue in international commerce. Multinational companies often face challenges in protecting their trademarks across different jurisdictions, each with its own legal nuances and enforcement mechanisms. International treaties such as the Madrid system facilitate the registration of trademarks in multiple countries, providing a streamlined process for seeking redress against infringement internationally. Real-world implications. The implications of trademark infringement extend beyond legal battles and financial penalties. For businesses, the unauthorized use of their trademarks can dilute brand identity, confuse consumers, and tarnish reputation. On the flip side, overly aggressive enforcement of trademark rights can lead to accusations of bullying and can impact public perception negatively. Navigating the complexities of trademark infringement requires a thorough understanding of both the legal frameworks and the practical realities of enforcing trademark rights. Businesses must carefully balance the protection of their brands with the realities of market competition and freedom of expression. For individuals and entities accused of infringement, understanding the available defenses is crucial to mitigating potential damages and safeguarding their own commercial practices. In all cases, the guidance of experienced legal counsel is invaluable in managing these challenging situations effectively. Legal remedies for trademark infringement, comprehensive analysis. Trademark infringement can significantly impact a business, eroding brand identity, diminishing goodwill, and causing substantial financial losses. The legal system provides several remedies for trademark infringement designed to address these issues, compensate the trademark owner, and deter future violations. This analysis will explore the range of legal remedies available for trademark infringement, including injunctive relief, monetary damages, recovery of profits, and other judicial measures, examining their application, effectiveness, and the legal principles underlying each. 1. Injunctive relief. Overview. Injunctive relief is one of the most immediate and effective remedies in trademark infringement cases. An injunction is a court order that requires the infringer to stop certain activities. In the context of trademark law, injunctive relief is designed to prevent ongoing or imminent infringement and avoid further damage to the trademark owner. Types of injunctions. Preliminary injunctions, issued before a full trial to prevent the infringer from causing irreparable harm to the trademark owner's rights during the course of litigation. Permanent injunctions, granted as part of a final judgment when the trademark owner has proven infringement, intended to permanently prevent the infringer from using the disputed mark. Legal criteria. To obtain an injunction, the trademark owner must generally demonstrate a likelihood of success on the merits of the case, a likelihood of suffering irreparable harm in the absence of an injunction, that the balance of equities, interests of both parties, favors the issuance of an injunction, that an injunction is in the public interest. 2. Monetary damages. Purpose. Monetary damages compensate the trademark owner for financial losses resulting from the infringement. These damages are intended to restore the trademark owner to the financial position they would have occupied if the infringement had not occurred. Types of monetary damages. Actual damages, based on the actual loss suffered by the trademark owner, which may include lost sales or diminished brand value. Reasonable royalty, an amount that the infringer would have paid as a licensing fee for the use of the trademark if they had legally acquired permission from the trademark owner. Corrective advertising damages, costs incurred by the trademark owner to remedy consumer confusion and repair the brand's image due to the infringement. Calculation challenges. Calculating monetary damages can be complex, involving detailed financial analysis and sometimes speculative assessments of lost sales or damage to brand reputation. 3. Recovery of profits. Rationale. Recovery of profits is aimed at disgorging any ill-gotten gains that the infringer has realized through the unauthorized use of the trademark. This remedy is predicated on principles of unjust enrichment, where the law prevents the infringer from profiting at the expense of the trademark owner. Legal considerations. Direct attribution, the profits claimed must be directly attributable to the infringement, not derived from unrelated aspects of the infringer's business. Apportionment, if the infringing product or service includes non-infringing elements, profits must be apportioned reasonably to reflect only those gains associated with the infringement. Challenges. Proving the amount of the infringer's profits can be challenging and often requires forensic accounting and expert testimony. 4. Additional remedies. Destruction of infringing goods. Courts may order the destruction or forfeiture of infringing goods, thereby removing them from commercial channels and preventing further economic harm to the trademark owner. Corrective advertising. In some cases, the court may require the infringer to fund a corrective advertising campaign to clear up consumer confusion created by the infringing use. Attorney's fees and costs. In jurisdictions like the United States, courts can award attorney's fees to the prevailing party in exceptional cases of trademark infringement, which typically involve malicious, fraudulent, or willful infringement. 5. Statutory damages. Overview. In certain jurisdictions, statutory damages are available as an alternative to actual damages. This remedy is particularly useful when proving actual damages or infringers' profits is difficult. Benefits. Provides a clear, often predetermined range of monetary penalties. Serves as a deterrent against infringement due to the potential for high penalties. The remedies for trademark infringement are designed to be comprehensive, addressing various forms of harm and providing mechanisms to restore the rights and position of the trademark owner. Whether through injunctive relief, monetary compensations, or other judicial measures, the goal is to ensure the integrity of trademark law and protect the investments made by businesses in developing and maintaining their brand identities. International trademark law. In the globalized economy, trademarks transcend national borders as businesses seek to market their products and services worldwide. The territorial nature of trademarks, however, means that these intellectual property rights are generally confined to the country or region in which they are registered. This poses significant challenges for businesses aiming to protect their brands internationally. Understanding the complexities of international trademark law and the mechanisms in place to facilitate cross-border trademark protection is crucial for any business operating on a global scale. Overview of international trademark law. Trademarks are fundamentally territorial rights. Each country has its own rules and regulations governing the registration and enforcement of trademarks. For a trademark to be protected in a specific country, it generally must be registered in that country. This section will explore the foundation of international trademark law, the variety of systems in place to manage trademark registration across borders, and the treaties that facilitate these processes. The territoriality principle. At the core of trademark law is the principle of territoriality, which means that a trademark registered in one country does not automatically confer rights in another. Trademark owners must navigate diverse legal landscapes, understanding that each country's laws can affect the registration process, the scope of protection, and the enforcement of rights. Key implications of the territoriality principle include registration necessity. Businesses must register their trademarks in each country where they seek protection. Independent protection. Trademark rights are independent from one country to another. Registration in one country does not influence registration or protection in another. International trademark registration systems. To manage the challenges posed by the territorial nature of trademarks, several international systems have been developed to streamline the process of registering trademarks in multiple countries. These systems do not replace national laws but provide a centralized procedure for filing trademarks. 1. The Madrid System. Overview. The Madrid System for the International Registration of Marks, governed by the Madrid Agreement, 1891, and the Madrid Protocol, 1989, is a primary mechanism for international trademark registration. It allows trademark owners to file a single application, in one language, and pay one set of fees to apply for protection in up to 123 countries, as of 2021. Process. Application through national office. An application is first filed with the applicant's national or regional trademark office. International Bureau of WIPO, the national office forwards the application to the International Bureau of the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO. Designation of countries. Applicants can choose from the member countries in which they seek trademark protection. Central examination. WIPO conducts a formal examination and then forwards the application to the designated countries for approval according to their national laws. Advantages. Cost-effective, reduces the overall cost of international trademark registration. Simplification, simplifies the process of renewals, ownership changes, and other administrative processes. 2. The European Union Trademark, EUTM. Overview. The EUTM system allows for the registration of a trademark in all member states of the European Union through a single application to the European Union Intellectual Property Office, EUPO. Features. Unitary character, provides uniform protection across all EU member states. Single application, streamlines the process and reduces costs and administrative burdens. Key international treaties. Several key treaties underpin the international trademark system, each playing a role in harmonizing and facilitating the protection of trademarks across national borders. 1. The Paris Convention. Purpose. The Paris Convention for the Protection of Industrial Property, established in 1883, was one of the first intellectual property treaties. It applies to industrial property, including trademarks, and establishes principles relating to the protection of intellectual property, including national treatment, right of priority, and common rules. 2. The Agreement on Trade-Related Aspects of Intellectual Property Rights, TRIPS. Purpose. Administered by the World Trade Organization, WTO, TRIPS sets minimum standards for many forms of intellectual property protection as applied to nationals of other WTO members. This agreement includes standards for the availability, scope, and use of trademarks, and addresses issues such as well-known marks, licensing, and enforcement. Challenges in international trademark law. Despite these systems and treaties, international trademark protection remains complex and fraught with challenges. Cultural and linguistic differences. A mark that is acceptable or non-descriptive in one country may be unacceptable or generic in another. Legal variability. Each country's specific legal nuances regarding what can be trademarked, how trademarks are protected, and how infringements are handled can significantly impact international trademark strategies. International trademark law is an intricate web of national laws, international treaties, and registration systems designed to help businesses protect their brands globally. While these systems significantly aid in simplifying and reducing the costs of multinational registration, they do not eliminate the need for local legal advice and compliance with local laws. Businesses must strategically plan their trademark registrations, mindful of the global landscape and the specific nuances of each jurisdiction where they operate. Summary of Lecture 3, Trademark Law, Fundamentals of Trademark Law. In Chapter 3 of our Intellectual Property Law Lecture Series, we delved into the fundamentals of trademark law, exploring the core concepts, functions, and the registration process vital for understanding how trademarks protect business identity and consumer trust. Core concepts of trademarks. Trademarks are defined as distinctive signs such as words, names, symbols, and logos used by businesses to identify and differentiate their goods or services from those of competitors. The primary function of a trademark is to signify the origin of the products or services, assure consumers of consistent quality, and aid in the advertising and marketing of the goods or services. Types of trademarks. The lecture outlined several types of trademarks, including standard trademarks. These are the most common types of trademarks, including words, phrases, symbols, or logos that identify and distinguish products or services. Service marks, similar to standard trademarks but specifically applied to services rather than goods. Collective marks, used by members of a cooperative, association, or other collective group to indicate membership. Certification marks, signify that the goods or services bearing the mark meet certain standards of quality or origin. Trademark registration process. The process of trademark registration was discussed in detail, highlighting its importance in providing legal protection and exclusive rights to use the trademark. The steps include search, conducting a thorough search in the trademark database to ensure the mark is unique and not already in use. Application, submitting a detailed application to the appropriate national or regional trademark office. Examination, the trademark office examines the application to ensure all legal criteria are met. Publication, the trademark is published, allowing the public and any interested parties to file opposition. Registration, if no substantial opposition is filed or resolved, the trademark is officially registered, granting the owner exclusive rights to use it. Importance of trademark law. The lecture emphasized the importance of trademark law in protecting the investments businesses make in developing distinctive signs that consumers associate with quality and origin. Trademarks not only help in building brand identity but also protect consumers by ensuring they can make informed choices about the products and services they purchase based on known qualities represented by these trademarks. This chapter provided a comprehensive understanding of trademark law, preparing students and professionals to appreciate its significance in the broader context of intellectual property rights and its impact on commerce and consumer protection.